The country looking at what to do with all the extra money it took in this year. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First off, attacks in Israel of this scale and Israel's declaration of war is affecting markets from oil to bonds and beyond. I spoke to economist Julia Coronado just now.
Yes, we are seeing what we think of as a classic flight to quality or flight to safety. Stock markets are down. Oil is up. The dollar is up. Bond yields, which have been going up, are actually heading down. So this is a classic flight to safety amidst a lot of uncertainty about what this means for the global economy and geopolitical landscape.
Yeah, as people buy bonds, yields come down, although the bond market is closed today for Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. So we'll actually see that play out in trading tomorrow, I think. The move in oil was not giant. It was significant, but not giant.
Yeah, we had seen oil come way, way off the highs in the last week, which is welcome news for U.S. consumers. And we're seeing about maybe a third of that given back with the tensions in Israel.
Julia Coronado is the president of the National Association for Business Economics. This month, people who owe money on their federal student loans have to restart paying it back. That means borrowers who haven't had to deal with student debt for more than 3 years are trying to figure out next steps. A number of companies sure want to help them figure that out. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that.
Now that student loans are due again, it's creating a lot of big feelings.
The words overwhelmed and anxious pop up a lot in our emails.
Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, a nonprofit that helps borrowers manage their debt for free. She notes many of them are trying to figure out exactly how much they owe, if there's any government forgiveness plans they qualify for.
It all falls down to them not being sure which payment plan to pick and wanting to be sure they're not missing something.
There are also companies working in this space. According to PitchBook, there's been nearly $1.2 billion invested in student loan management startups in the past year. Some startups work with borrowers directly. Others contract with companies who want to offer student loan advice as a perk to their employees. Jenny Abramson leads the venture capital firm Rethink Impact and has invested in this space.
We like the idea that employers can play a role and frankly, that they're financially incented to play a role in relieving this stress.
Abramson says that employees are better able to focus on their jobs when they're less worried about money. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Ireland has achieved what is surely a rare condition for a national budget, a surplus, the equivalent of $11 billion extra dollars generated by soaring corporate tax payments from tech and pharmaceutical companies. But can the Irish government balance public expectations and address pressing issues like housing and homelessness? Here's the BBC's Leanna Byrne.
You might think that having too much money is a good thing, but for Ireland, it comes with its own set of challenges. Irish Times economic columnist Cliff Taylor says Ireland has gone from generating $4 billion in tax a year in 2015 to more than $20 billion now.
Ireland has had a low corporation tax rate for many years now, since the mid-1950s. Ireland has been lucky enough to be in the right position to attract a massive new wave of investment, particularly from the pharma sector and technology.
And even though companies like Google, Apple and Meta are paying lower taxes than they would in the US or UK, what they pay is still a lot of money for Ireland. The thing is, when you've got a giant pile of cash, everyone suddenly has ideas of how you can spend it. So what do voters in Ireland think? Well, opinions vary. Elaine Fallon owns Brookwood Pottery in Dublin.
I'd like the government to put the money back into the health service to open up extra beds for people.
Housing is a hot topic in Ireland. Oisín Fhuilán is 34 and lives in Dublin. He says the government needs to use the money for public housing.
But I'm also keenly aware that it is unlikely, given the ideological commitments of our government, that they will do this and instead choose to spend their housing budget on things like the housing assistance payment, which ultimately and effectively is just a subsidy for landlords.
Oisín Field, a student in Dublin City University, wants help with housing too.
try and combat the housing crisis, or, well, I don't know, put in place some like laws against vulture landlords, or try and build some emergency housing or something like that.
For business owners in the hospitality sector, they want the VAT rate, an extra tax that gets added to things you buy and is collected by the government to help pay for public services, to be reduced after it was recently put up. Gregory Auré, who owns French café Le Petit Breton, says the rise is challenging.
The VAT increase recently from 9 to 13.5% makes it difficult for everyone and for the business.
And with a general election coming up next year, where the government chooses to put its money will be keenly watched. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
We're also covering news this morning that a scholar who pioneered research into why women are paid less than men has won the Nobel Economics Prize. It's Claudia Golden at Harvard University. She's contributed her wisdom to this program over the years. Our coverage is in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast if you miss it on the air today. And don't miss what our half-hour program with Kai Ryssdal has to say later on many public radio stations or streaming from our homepage. Remember, we're a .org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.